Cape Town Intifada, deep south for Palestine, will be hosting a Palestine Freedom Motorcade on the 10th of August, starting at Rondebosch Common, and it coincides effectively with Women's Month. Perfect, actually, for them to be doing this, highlighting and accentuating the tough struggles and difficulties that Palestinian women and girls are undergoing through the genocide and Holocaust executed by the Zionist regime. Online, a founding director of the Cape Town Intifada, Uzair Mohammed. Uzair, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, brother Junaid, and to the listeners out there, how are you?
Good, alhamdulillah. Thanks for joining us on PM Drive. Uzair, give us the details, exact details, and then also the objective, because I think the timing of your motorcade, with us experiencing this mass enforced famine and starvation that is live streamed on our smartphones and our devices, your timing is perfect.
Yes, indeed, correct, brother Junaid. You know, I come with a very heavy heart as a brother, as a nephew, as a son. We are hosting the motorcade on the 10th of August. We are departing from Rondebosch Commons, which is in Camp Caron Road. We are arriving at 1:30, departing at 2 p.m. From there, we make our way onto the M5 into Sea Point, from Sea Point into Camps Bay, make a turnaround into Camps Bay, from Camps Bay back into Sea Point Main Road, and then end up in a parking lot in Greenpoint. The objectives of this motorcade, it's not an ordinary motorcade. It's not an ordinary motorcade. We are at a very, very critical point with regards to the Palestinian solidarity movement, but in regards to the environment in Palestine, I'm completely devastated. It's the final phase of hunger. Their bodies are so malnutritioned that their bodies cannot even ingest food correctly. Like, if they eat it, it wouldn't be ingested well. They would vomit it up. They would need to go on trips, and there's no hospitals. Our primary objectives, because of this critical point that we have reached, our primary objectives is that we are demanding that Cyril Ramaphosa shut down the Israeli embassy, because it contradicts anything that has apartheid ethos, contradicts South Africans' values. We are demanding an end to trading with genocidal states like apartheid Israel. For example, the coal exploitation. We are dedicating this motorcade to the mothers of Palestine. My heart goes out to the mothers of Palestine. You know, brother Junaid, watching your child starve to death is unimaginable. It's unimaginable. I can't even explain how I would feel if I was a father. And this is Women's Month, and we are dedicating this motorcade to the women of Palestine. They have unimaginable strength that we cannot possess, that we try to possess, and we try to. But our primary objectives are to oppose those who are also complicit in genocide. And the message is clear. South Africa has no place for apartheid and those who subscribe to apartheid ethos.